I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. A very warm welcome to our worship service this morning. Good morning. We will be reflecting on what it means to be holy. We are God's holy people, and God has given each one of us talents. And this is the topics that we will be reflecting on and thinking about, is what does it mean to be holy here in Forth? And also, what does it mean to use our talents as holy people of God? I'm going to give over now to Margaret, then we will go into call to worship.
Good morning. The intimations for today. Mainly music is back on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the large hall for anybody interested. The Guild meets a week on Monday, that's the 23rd, and it's an evening with Kevin Bryce. That's coming up. The cafe is open after Sunday worship today. An important announcement from the Forth Resource Centre. They're having a recruitment afternoon Monday the 16th, now that's tomorrow, from 10 o'clock to 2. And the main topic of the event is for carers. This area and the whole of South Lanarkshire is really struggling to recruit carers. So they are keen to speak to anybody that's interested. It can be full-time, part-time or weekend work. They're happy to speak to anybody. £12.59 per hour. Anybody interested at all, if you pop along and they'll give you all the details and you can speak to people in the roles, if you're interested, that is. And a couple of thank yous. We've had a thank you letter from Blythewood Shoebox Appeal. We returned 67 filled boxes and they were really appreciative of the return. And the Clydesdale Food Bank have sent us a letter of sincere thanks for the most generous donation that we sent at Christmas and the support that they get from us throughout the year. Thank you. Ian? Pardon? Oh, the Resource Centre? Yes, in Hawkwood. Okay, thanks.
Come and put your trust in the Lord. Come and put your trust in the Lord. Come and put your trust in the Lord. Let us now worship God by singing our first one. All people that on earth do dwell. If able, please stand.
Thank you.
Let us approach God in prayer. May the world sing your praises, O Lord. May all who dwell on earth sing of your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your holiness. And through your Son, Jesus, thank you that we may share your holiness. It is our privilege and joy to praise you. As we sing, let us make a joyful noise to you, Lord. As we pray, may our words and thoughts be a blessing to you. May it be a pleasing aroma to you. As we open your word, may we trust in your unfailing promises. Your word holds truth. It is a living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we may see and understand your word. Then we ask that you forgive our sins, Lord. Jesus, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us this very moment. Father God, you invite us to come and see, and we turned the other way. You offered us a warm welcome, and we did not extend that welcome to others. You invited us to tell others about you, and we turned away and chose not to. You have invited us to come and eat, and we chose to eat elsewhere. Lord, have mercy on us as we bring our guilt to you. Have be mercy on us, Lord, as we reveal our true inner self to you. Christ Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world, we have been washed clean by your blood, by your sacrifice upon the cross. We have been made whole in you. Thank you for wiping the slate clean. Thank you for making us white as snow this very moment. With a grateful heart, Lord, we approach you now to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's continue to worship God, and let's utter the words, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Let us worship God by uttering how holy he is.
Thank you.
imagination. It's going to be fun. Are you ready? Ready to use your imagination? Well, I've got a bag here. And in this bag, I've got all my talents and all my skills. Yes, I've brought my skills along with me today. Are you ready to see them? Okay, but you have to use your imagination. If you're not going to use your imagination, it's not going to work. So you ready? Okay. So my first skill is the following. Oops. Okay, I'm just going to open the bag. Okay, here it is. First one. One of my skills that I have that I can bring to you, and I know I have it very good, I've got the skill, is I can order things. You know, I've got the skill set to put things in their place. I know where things need to belong. So I've got this keen sense of, if something is out of place, I'm like, okay, this needs to be over there. And this skill set I have, and I use it on a daily basis at my home, with me at the work, and also personally, financially, everything. This is something that I do very, very good. I order things. Okay, so here's the one. I'm going to put it over here. There you go. Ready for the next one? Okay. Oh, here's the next one. Oh, the next one I'm very good at, a skill, a talent that I have that God has given me, is that I'm very good at identifying beauty. I can see what is beautiful and what is not beautiful. If something looks a bit odd, I'm like, that color doesn't fit that color. I think that you need to rather choose blue or red for that color. So to see if something is beautiful or identify pure beauty, I'm very good at that. I know what clothes fits what clothes. I know what colors goes to right, what colors. And I get a sense of what color will be good if you paint the room. So I'm very, very good at creating beauty and identifying beauty. So that's one of the one skills that I have. And my last skill, ready for this one, I am very disciplined. Okay, so if I decide to do something, I get it done. Even if it takes me a year. The longest that I took to read a book was 1 year. I told myself I'm going to read the book. It took me 1 year to do it, but I did finish the book because I did decide to do it. And then I get it done. So that's my three skills that I know I have and that I'm sharing with you. So I'm just going to put my skills back into my bag. There you go. I'm zipping my bag closed. My bag of skills. Now, what is your skills? What skills do you have? If you have a bag now next to you, that's your bag of skills, what will be in the bag? Who's going to put up their hands and just quickly shout what skills they have? Anyone, just shout quickly. Say again. Child caring. So someone is very good with working with children. So that's a skill to have. Not many one can do that. Anyone else? No, sorry, Jim. Wait. Yeah, and lady in the back. Lady in the back. So. The skill of baking. So you've got a skill of baking, and that's important. Sorry, Jim, you wanted to say?
General cooking.
So someone in general cooking, skill set, and baking. I'm just want to have your numbers afterwards, okay? So just last person. What skills?
I have a vision.
Vision. So you've a visionary. So you see possibilities in the future. So that's also a good skill to have. So each one of us has a skill. And on our Bible reading today, it communicates very clearly that God has given us skills. And because we have skills, we are okay. That's what the Bible is teaching us, that we have skills to go forward. It's not like God has just put us here in Forth and St. Paul's and say, listen, do whatever. No, we have skills. And we can use the skills to share with one another, to promote the kingdom of God, and to glorify Him. And this is the beauty of the text, is saying that we are holy people that has skill set. And these skill sets we shouldn't hide behind our back and not to use, but we can share it with one another and build the kingdom of God. Amen. We will be now singing our next hymn, and I would say this is one of my favorite ones, All Things Bright and Beautiful. Thank you, Audrey.
The first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 7. The servant of the Lord. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me from my mother's womb. He has spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due to me is the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. And now the Lord says, He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord. And my God has been my strength. He says, It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob. and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and Holy One of Israel. To him who has despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers, kings will see you and stand up, princes will see you and bow down. Because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and their brother Sosthenes. So the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The wind was blowing strongly in shots. I went for a walk to clear my mind. Although the wind was cold and sharp, it was simultaneously very calming to me. It was calming especially with the trees swaying to and fro. The blowing of the wind is a metaphor for the movement of God's Spirit. Last week during communion, the expectation was that the wind of God will fill this space, especially when we shared the bread and the wine. The prayer was for an epiphany, a sudden realization of who God is and what God has done for me and for you through Jesus. We cannot control when and how we receive a sudden realization of God. It is a gift from God, a gift from Jesus, when we receive such a clear understanding of God. We cannot control the wind, so too we cannot control the movement of God's Spirit. We cannot control and know when and how God's Spirit moves. In our reading, Paul talks about something that we can know. So we don't know how God's Spirit moves. We don't know when it will appear. But something that we can know, and that Paul is very clear about, is the following. Something that we can realize without waiting for some kind of godly interference. We may know, according to Paul, that we belong to Jesus. We can know this at this very, very moment, that we belong to Christ, that we belong to God. We do not need to receive some kind of godly vision or realization to know that we are children of God. It is clearly written here in the Bible. The reading beautifully tells us that we are called by God to be his own holy people. We become holy when we accept the rule of Christ in our lives. To become such holy people requires us to call on the name of Christ and to declare him to be our Lord. When we stand in front of the Lord and we say, Lord, you are our Lord, you are our God. In that moment, we become holy. In that moment, we become connected to holiness. To become such holy people requires us to call on the name of Jesus. Christ becomes our nutrition, and in him, our sense of vitality. God and the heavenly kingdom through Jesus is the place we call home. Where Christ is, there is our home. Where Christ is, there is our home. St. Augustine is a very famous church father who lived very long ago. He wrote a book called The Confessions. The book entails him exploring his life in light of God and the Word of God. So in a sense, a story of his life that he writes down, but he does it in the presence of God. So he refers to the Word of God, refers to his understanding of God, and then also to his life experience. In this book, he tells of his mother dying at age 56. She got ill in a foreign country. I think it was North Africa. The older brother of St. Augustine wanted her bones to be buried in her home country. One presumes that the brother thought that it will bring comfort to the mother if she knew that her remains will be taken to her home country. The brother thought that if he tell his mother, listen, I'm going to take your remains back to your home country, that will give a sense of meaning, sense of comfort. But it was striking that she did not want such arrangements. And St. Augustine's make it quite clear that his mother was quite sort of offended by it. No, please don't take me back to my home country. She did not want her bones to be taken to her home country, because she was convinced that her real home was with God in heaven. Her real home was with God in heaven. She belonged to the Lord and not to this world. For her, where she will die did not matter. Where her bones will be buried did not matter. What mattered was that she belonged to the Lord Jesus. In her own words, she said it as follows: nothing is far from God, and I need have no fear that he will not know where to find me when he comes to raise me to life at the end of the world. Where her bones were buried did not matter to her. What mattered was that she was connected to heaven, that she was connected to God. And through the Lord Jesus, she knew she had salvation. Where her bones would be buried did not matter. What mattered was that she belonged to God. She knew she was a child, and that was important. What was important for her after breathing her last breath was heaven, was her future. The earth did not matter, but rather the heaven and God mattered. She saw further than here and now. The story of St. Augustine's mother illustrates that belonging to God is far more important than anything else. Belonging to God is far more important than anything else. Paul, in our reading, makes this point clear, that our home is in heaven. Due to us belonging to God, he provides us with gifts. Because we are holy and we belong to God, God has given us gifts through the Lord Jesus Christ. Such gifts are to help enrich the church of Christ here on earth. Paul states that we have received enough spiritual gifts to keep us occupied until Jesus returns. We have received enough gifts amongst one another to build the kingdom, to build this church, to build the community, to be a blessing for, For the fourth, we have enough skills right here in this building. A gift from God means to have or even discover a talent that you and I have. What talents do we have? Do we have talents that are maybe hidden, that are ready to be unveiled? Could it be that we have a skill that we can share with one another? What is the talents? What are we good at? And can we share that talents with other people or with our community? We have talents, we have gifts from God, so that we may enjoy them, enrich our community, and also to honor God. Also, these talents or gifts from God are there to sustain us until Christ comes again. To put it very bluntly, Paul is saying that we cannot blame our difficulties on not having enough talents or skills. And I'm going to read this again. To put it bluntly, Paul is saying that we cannot blame our difficulties on not having enough talents or skills. We have enough gifts from God. We have more than enough skills and capacity to do what God requires us to do. We are in partnership with Jesus, and we use our skills to work for Him and not solely for ourselves. We work for God and not against Him. We work due to our awareness of His holiness. To be in partnership with Jesus is an invitation from God. God invites us to become partners of Jesus. God calls us to belong to Him through having faith in Him. We have a home and we do belong. We might not feel it, but we do belong. It is really the case that we live in the face of God, and it is our calling to enhance our relationship with God. We need to work on our relationship, build that relationship. The consequence is that we become light of this world, and we extend a saving hand to the lost. I was at a conference this week, and there was one of the speakers said something very strikingly. He said, "Try your utmost to be a blessing for where you are." And I want to add this into the service here, or the message here is, try your utmost to be a blessing for where you are. Even though it's small, try to be a blessing. All that we have said, we may know. We may know that we have an identity. We may know very clearly that we have an identity. The consequence of us knowing that we are holy and that we belong to God is that we should act accordingly. How we interact with one another and how we interact with oneself needs to reflect the sense that we are holy and that we belong to God. We should act and behave like holy people and that we have a home in heaven. Doing so means praying daily for the gift and strength from God. And how one prays varies. One can go for a silent reflection when you go and walk. One can maybe write down a prayer, or one can maybe read a book on prayer. But there's different ways of praying. But start to pray where you are, what you prefer to do, what you know is on your heart. Bring that to God in your unique way. To pray and to ask for God's wind to blow, inspire us to live with meaning in the presence of God. And this is what it's all about, is to live life meaningfully. Live life meaningfully in the presence of God. And prayer is part of this meaning. The wind moves and we cannot control it. So too, we cannot control God's Spirit. Therefore, we should wait for a clear understanding, an epiphany, so that we may understand God and what He has done for us through the Lord Jesus. As we pray and wait during the season of Epiphany, may we clearly know that we belong and that we have an identity as holy people belonging to Jesus. Amen. Let us worship God. Father God, I wonder. Let us pray for others. In your midst, Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord, that we can know we belong. Thank you, Lord, that we can know we are holy people living in your presence. As we also know, Lord, we can also be reassured that we do have talents. We do have skills to live life to the full, to your glory and to build your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that we can know, Lord, that we have an identity in you, Christ. May your Holy Spirit be amongst us and give us a sense of your presence as we bring people that we know are struggling to you. Lord, we think of the armed forces of this country. Thank you, Lord, for them keeping this country's integrity intact. We pray for the police. And thank you, Lord, that they are involved of keeping this country safe and secure. Then we think, Lord, of all business people, entrepreneurs trying to make their business run during these difficult times, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Then we feel for our neighbors, Lord. We feel for our family and we feel for our friends. If we know, Lord, if there's someone close to us that is having a difficult time, give us the strength and the courage to go to them, Lord, to give an helping hand, encouraging word, or even something else, Lord. At this moment, Lord, we bring people that we know is struggling to you. Lord, then we pray for ourselves and this community. May we continue to be a light, Lord, a light and a blessing to this town. May we as a community here be a light and also give a sense of who you are to each person driving through or who we are meeting. May your Holy Spirit and who you are shine through us, Lord. Give us strength and energy as we move forward through this year. May we make the right just decisions and make the right calls as we move forward. And we ask, Lord, that we will always, always put you first. May your will always be done. In your holiness, Lord, in your presence, we just want to praise you. We just want to say how wonderful you are. And we are thankful that through your Holy Spirit, we can know your Son, Jesus Christ. And that we can also know who you are, Father. Father, the Creator of all. We honor you and we praise you. In the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Offerings will now be received. Let's give a word of thanks. Thank you, Lord, for these offerings. May we continue to give gladly so that your church will be rich and able to establish your kingdom with Christ as our King. May we use this money in a way that reveals the hope we can only find in you. Amen. Be thou my vision. Hymn 465, one of my favorites.
Thank you.
that you are holy people belonging to Christ. Use your talents in honor of God and to build His kingdom. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.